We are joined in the media center here at Summit Motorsports Park following up the Summit Racing Equipment NHRA Nationals with our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner, Andrew Hines. Andrew took the win in an all Screaming Eagle Vance and Hines Harley-Davidson final round over Eddie Krawick. It is Andrew's fifth win of the season. En route to victory, defeated Mark Ingerson, Angel, Matt Smith, and of course, Eddie. Your fifth win of the season in the seventh race of the season. Your single season record is 6 wins. So you are just 1 win off your all-time single season record with a whole lot of season left to go. Take us through your race day.
Well, that 1 win could take a while to come. You never know how these races are going to pan out. The competition's tough, and everybody's making sure that each round is, you got to earn it. So, but today, different conditions than the rest of the weekend, so it kind of threw our motorcycles for a little bit of a loop. But for some reason, my motorcycle tends to work really well on a greasy track. We had the same issues in Richmond where it was getting 140 degrees and getting really slick, but my bike seems to work really well in those conditions. So, but today, interesting day. I got a request from Mark Ingerson last night to come help them with their Motec M130 software just so they could kind of pick away at it and kind of see what they could do easier. Not necessarily tune their motorcycle, but just I built some graphs for them, some tables so they can control stuff a little bit easier. Then come to find out I have to race them first round, so wasn't quite forethinking on that one a little bit. And then running Angel in the second round, our first time racing as teammates, plus the history we've had in years past wanting to beat her, and then rolling up there, it was like no big deal racing her. Just like a qualifying round. It was fun. She had a good bike. I knew that if she made a good run, I told her, I said, if you go 105, 60 foot, cut a good light and go straight, I'm going to have a heck of a time. 60 foot was a little off because I put her over in the right lane where it wasn't quite as good as the left lane. And unfortunately, she hit the cones down there, but that was more my fault for not getting the axle set up right. And I think she got caught maybe in a groove down there that took her left. And when she shut off, it really shot over. So, and then going against my biggest nemesis, Matt Smith. His red motorcycle's been fast here lately. It's been fast all year. He just hasn't caught a break to make the string of runs to have as many wins as he probably should. But it's always a good battle when we go up against each other. You're never sure what's going to happen on the starting line, and I think he tried to time the stage bulb to turn on exactly when mine did, and luckily I was ready for it, kind of ready for anything when we raced each other. And going into the final round, lane choice was a big deal for us. I was able to get lane choice over Eddie, put him over in the right-hand lane. His bike had a tendency to spin all day long, so going in the greasier lane, it was. I was like, hey, this is my chance to kind of put him over there, and when lane choice is really going to pay off. But just kind of kept my head mellow, and the guys work hard. They, like I said, quiet pit area leads to good success. The guys do a great job making sure that we have phenomenal motorcycles and plow away through conditions and make the right tuning calls.
53rd career win, and now Eddie leads you 14-12 in final rounds, and so you're sneaking up on him. But whenever you guys race each other, you make a big deal about how challenging it is. You know what kind of competitor he is. He knows what kind of a competitor you are, and you get after each other.
Yeah, we do, and that's it's brought out the best in both of us. That's probably why we've been able to have as many wins as we've had. We pushed each other to be that much better and make sure our motorcycles are learning from one another and making sure that we don't get complacent with, okay, it ran this fast in this run, let's just leave it. We try to find the next evolution to make it go faster. There's not one time did each motorcycle go down the track with the same tune-up from run to run. So got to find the next couple thousandths and move forward from there. So it's just, it's all in all, it's great. And especially to boot at this race, we're planning on rebodying these motorcycles, all three of them for Denver and Bandimere and bring out our new bodywork. And we got a couple hard weeks of work ahead of us, and we'll get it done and get out and do some testing and roll into Bandimere.
Let's open it up to questions from members of the media. Question for Andrew Hines.
Andrew, the new bodywork, is it going to look different or shape-wise or just different colors?
No, it's absolutely new bodywork. It's going to be based off the FXDR, which is what our pit bikes are that we've been pushing around with all year. So it's been a slow process, just kind of working our way through it between races throughout the off season. Kind of started this process late last year, September, October, working with NHRA and doing preliminary drawings and getting everything where everybody's happy with it. And it's mainly just a push to go with the current brand that Harley-Davidson wants to reinforce in Harley-Davidson out here in NHRA drag racing with the FXDR. So I'm going to bring it out. Hopefully it's a little bit better. Haven't done any extensive work on it. Just kind of, it's all CAD design, but hopefully it'll bolt together real nice, and hopefully it goes just as fast down the racetrack as we think it can.
Continue.
So, not a live wire.
No, not a live wire. The NHRA rules state you have to be based on a 750cc or larger engine. So Electric motor doesn't classify as that.
I actually didn't see the final. I was making my way back from the pits. So I was right there. It was Eddie's bike was announced as bogging, yeah. But was it a bog or a spin?
He said it bogged in the final, so we were trying to combat the spin, and then he knew going on the right lane, he didn't want to overspin like he had been all day, so we turned the RPM down a little bit. We did everything we did everything to keep it from bogging, so it's kind of perplexing of why it did that. I was hoping for a lot better race, an outcome that, you know, be really close to the finish line than to have that happen, and That kind of takes the shine off the win right there. It's like, man, it'd be great to have a close side by side race at the finish line, and unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. But we learned from it, move on, and be better next time.
It seems like you all have had some bogs here the last few races. Joliet, you bogged, right?
And I smoked the tire like a funny car.
All right. I thought that was a bog. Okay, no. Never mind.
Yeah, no, Eddie's. Yeah, we haven't had bog situations like that, but I think we got too caught up and let's not blow the tire off here. Maybe we're probably I'm still gun shy from what happened in Chicago two runs in a row where it just jumped off the ground and literally smoked the tire. There was actually smoke coming off the tire, so still a little gun shy there, and we didn't want that to happen in the final round.
How do you explain the difference between last year when you went winless for the entire season? It's got to be more than just a new bike.
I think the biggest thing that's unlocked the door is the Motec M130 ECU that we're using. It's allowed us to tune the bikes differently than we ever have, with opening up doors to being able to tune each cylinder, each gear, all the way down the racetrack. And the processor is about 1,000 times faster than with the other ECU that we had, so we know it's doing the same thing every time. And if you do the math, each piston only fires 500 times down the racetrack from starting line to finish line, and you got to make every one count. So last year I went to a lot of final rounds. I think I had 5 finals in the regular season, just never closed the door because I'd run into the LE Tonga buzzsaw or something like that. And it was just a string of unfortunate scenarios. It's kind of like the situation Eddie's in right now. Just that last wind light is tough to turn on some days.
Each piston only fires 500 times from the starting line to the finish line on a run.
Yep. That's if you do the math, average RPM, and it's only firing every other stroke, right? So everyone has to count. So you make the best of everything you possibly can.
That is a great stat. One final note on the body change. You've obviously both had a really strong start to the season, looking good, leading points, one off that career best wins number. But you know the season is moving along and the countdown is not that far off. Is it wise to change anything at this point? I know Harley-Davidson wants you to have bikes that look like what they're selling and all, but it could trip you up. Why do that?
Well, it's the push from Harley-Davidson. They want to market this motorcycle out here in NHRA, and that's the big push is marketing, and we're trying to make the most of it. This bodywork that we're running was developed for a chassis that we built in 17. The chassis didn't work, so it doesn't fit these bikes exactly like it should. A little too much duct tape involved. But the new bike will fit like a, you know, snap together piece. So it'll be really nice. It'll look really cool. We're going to have one different color on Angel's bike. Eddie and I will be the same color. I'm not going to say who's going to be what, but we'll debut that here in a couple weeks. Our painter is in Denver, and they're in Golden, Gunslinger Custom Paint. So we're going to test on July 4th in Indy, ship them off to Golden, and pick them up when we get to Bandimere and mount them back to the bikes. So got a lot of work ahead of us in the next couple weeks, like I said. But unfortunately, in this process of working on the bike and the new bodies, it takes our focus off away from making horsepower. So once we get through this process, August is going to be dedicated to dynoing and making sure we're on spec for the countdown.
And what's Declan's record here at the track?
At this track?
When he shows up, how well do you do?
Oh, man, how many wins do you have now going to the races with me? I guess it's a good thing that he can't remember, so it must be quite a few. But
yeah.
Yeah, he's such a gearhead and such a little fan of drag racing. It's really, really cool to see him walk in the trailer, pick up the run sheet, and start picking apart your times and your time ticket and your reaction times, and then see who the pairings are. And then he's paying attention to Top Fuel with Antron Brown and everybody else. He's cool to have in my corner, I gotta say.
There you go. Congratulations on your win, Andrew Hines. Big victory here at the Summit Racing Equipment NHRA Nationals.
Thank you.